Meseches Kelim, Perikhaf of Mishnah Gimel. Kaf like the kitesim. The glove, although some say it wasn't even a glove, it was almost like a pad, a flat piece of leather, of those who gathered branches, and these kitesim had thorns on them, tahira is tahar, because all it did was serve to protect. It didn't actually have a base kibble, didn't have any sort of receptacle. Hazain, the zain was apparently some kind of support belt, a wide leather belt, maybe the type that some weightlifters might wear. The ha-brachyar and the knee pad, tameim, those are tame. And it's not unclear why exactly or how exactly these were tame. Some say because they must have had some sort of receptacle, or maybe they were folded over, so there was some sort of receptacle. Others say that this tuma is only midrabanan, and it's due to their appearance to having the form of a keli. And still others say that they're actually considered to be garments, not just protective gear, and so don't need any kind of receptacle. Ha-sharvelin, these were work sleeves, protective sleeves that went over the arms. They were made of leather. They were sort of little tubes that you would stick your arms into to protect your shirt sleeves. Tameim, or tamein, this was definitely a tumah drabanan due to their resemblance of utensils. They looked like they were utensils, even if they weren't. They didn't have a base kibble because they were just tube-shaped. The ha-praklimin and praklimim, these were headbands. These were leather strips that were wrapped around the head to protect the head. Taharim, those are tahar. The chol beis etzba'is and all gloves, beis etzba'is here refers to gloves, tahiris are tahar, chutz mishal kayatzin, except for that of the branch gatherers, although some people translate kayatzim actually as those who gathered summer fruit. Why? Mipnei shehi mekabelas es ha'oig. It would hold the berries of the oig. The oig was the sumac, which is a kind of tree or bush that had these berries. Nikra, but if this glove tore, im ein mekabel, says Rav Ha'ig, if it no longer can hold most of the berry, tahira, it will be tar. Mishnah Dalet, sandal, a sandal. Now, these sandals were comprised of four parts. You had a flat sole made of a hard leather, and then you had three other leather pieces. In the front, you had a toe strap that went over the toes. Then you had two side flaps in the middle. These flaps went over the top of the middle of the foot. They were attached, you know, to the middle of either side of the middle of the sole, and they would go up over the foot and tie together with string. And in the back, you had sort of a raised piece of leather that went up the back that was basically a heel cup. So the sandal that had these parts, shenifsika achas mi'azam. So one of the side flaps tore off. The other one's still there, so you can sort of extend the string on it and tie it to the other side and still wear the sandal. And if this thing was tamei midras, v'sikna, and then so this thing tore off and you fixed it, tamei midras, it remains tamei midras. It doesn't lose its tumah because, as I just said, you could tear off one of these flaps and still wear it by pulling the other strap with its string over your foot. Nifsika shnia v'sikna. Now, if the second one tore off subsequently, and then you fixed it by replacing it, tahar min ha-midras. Then it's tahar min ha-midras because you no longer have the complete sandal that was tamei midras anymore. You have two new parts on it, and there is you no longer have all the components that made it be mekabel tumas midras. However, we say aval tamei naga midras. It was tamei as a rishon l'tuma, for being a maga midras, something that touched something that was tamei midras. What happened is that you remove the first flap, so now it's still tamei midras. You attach a new flap to it, so this newly attached flap is attached to something that's an avatuma, so it assumed the status of the avatuma of tumas midras, and it has this tuma, and it's attached to everything else, and then you lose the second strap. But because this first strap, the newly replaced first strap, had been connected to something that was an avatuma, it also had the status of a rishon l'tuma. So even though the status as an avatuma went away because the av was disintegrated, it still has the status of a rishon l'tuma, and therefore everything attached to it, like the new strap, like the original parts of the sandal that remain, that also has the status of a rishon l'tuma. Lo hispik l'sakinas rishona. If you did not fix the first, however, ad shenifsika shnia, until the second one was removed, tahira, then everything is tar, because the first one wasn't attached to anything that was mekabel, that was tamei midras. So therefore, it did not get the status of being a rishon l'tuma of something that was maga midras. Nifsak akevai, if the heel cup tore off, or nital chatmai, or the toe strap came off, aisha nechlak l'shnaim, or the toe strap split into two, tahar, it is tar because it cannot be worn that way. Sulyam, this was some sort of flimsier sandal. The illustrations I've seen, you might label in modern times as a gladiator sandal, although I don't know if it quite resembled that. Essentially, it was just the heel, not the heel, it was just the sole, the flat leather sole of the sandal, and you tied it to your foot with straps. So it was much flimsier. So shenifsek mikal malkim, if it tore in any place, it became unusable, and tahar, it was tahar. Minol shenifchas, a shoe that was broken in some part, or was damaged. So what was a shoe? A shoe sort of resembled what you might consider a modern-day slipper. It was enclosed in the front over the foot, and the Torah Yisrael said it actually had straps that went over the front and they were tied in place, but it was open in the back. So think of sort of a croc without the strap in the back. So if it was shenifchas, if it was damaged, meaning the top of the front was damaged, im eina mekabel es reiv haregel, if it can no longer hold most of the foot, so no longer covers most of the top of the foot, tahar, then it is tahar. Minol sha'al ho'imum, a shoe that is on the last. The last was this wooden form, a mold, that the shoemaker would build the shoe on. He would shape it over that. So if the minol was still on it, Rabbi Elazar matar, Rabbi Elazar says it is tar, meaning he holds the manufacture hasn't been completed yet. It has to be pulled off of this last, which apparently wasn't the simplest job in the world, before it would become mekabel tumah. V'chacham matam, the chacham say no, it is tameh, because they held that a layperson, it didn't require much skill to pull it off the last, apparently. So therefore, the difficult part of the manufacture is considered to be complete. Finally, we say, kol hamasos tzerurois, all tied water skins. So these were, you know, leather bags that you would hold water in. It wasn't really leather, it was almost hide that was used to hold liquids like water. And if it had a puncture, so what you could do is you can tie the puncture shut. But we say any tied leather bags, meaning that had punctures tied shut, tahiris are going to be tar, because tying it is not a very permanent repair. It's bound to come off eventually, so we say it's going to be tar. But chutz, with the exception, mishal arvim, from that of Arabs, because apparently the Arabs knew how to tie a better knot that was more permanent. Rabbi Meir says, tzrar shah, if it's a temporary knot, tahiris, then it's tahar, because if it's meant to be, meaning a temporary knot, meaning something that's meant to be untied, tzrar oilam, but a permanent knot, a permanent tying, Timaeus, that's tamei, because it's permanent. Rabbi Yaisi says, kol chamaseis tzeruros tahareis. Any tied water skin, even the Arabic ones, are tahar. You cannot tie it shut. The only way you can effect a repair, according to Rabbi Yaisi, is by sewing it shut. Otherwise, just tying it shut with some string was not enough, and he held, therefore, it had lost its status as a keli and was tahar.